This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Afreilich and Chanukah. This year is dedicated by the Weldler family, Lilei Nishmas Pero Bas Harav Baruch. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Asur Lahartzois Mois Negen Ner Chanukah. It is prohibited to count money by the Chanukah Lecht. Ask the Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yehoyada, the Gemara should just say, Asur L'shtamish L'oira, you can't use the light. Why the example of you can't count money? Why specifically the example of that you're not allowed to be Meratze, you're not allowed to be Moina, you can't count Kesef by the Ner Chanukah? So the Ben Ishchai offers that the Gemara is saying a Chiddush, that not only can you not use the candles outright, but to count money, you're not checking the money, you already know what the amount of each bill is, you just want to count it, so that you could basically do in the dark, you just need a little bit of light, even that you can count. Perhaps we could suggest the following as to why the Gemara specifies and emphasizes not to count money by the Ner Chanukah. The Shla HaKadosh tells us, Parshi Ois Vayeshav Miketz Vayigash Ois Memtes, that an amazing transformation happened between the time that Esav's archangel attacked Yaakov in the hip socket and the miracle of Chanukah. In other words, when the angel of Esav attacked Yaakov, that's the exact antithesis of the miracle of Chanukah. In fact, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld points out, Vayiga is Gematria, Chanukah, the Kafirechai is Purim. So we see the angel of Esav was out to destroy Chanukah and Purim. But the kaf that was dislocated by the angel of Esav was rectified through the miracle of the pach shemen. Says the Shla, the yerech of Yaakov was elevated through the yerech of the menorah. How so? The Shla HaKadosh writes, the word kaf and pach are the same letters. They're just switched, but more than switched, it's the type of letter that's used. The word kaf, the kaf is kafuf, is closed. The pay, the final pay is open. In the word pach, the pay is closed. And the final chaf is open. We have two parts of our body. We have the mouth, we have the hand. The objective of the mouth is that it should be closed. The objective of the hand is that it should be opened wide. In the times of Esav, when Esav attacked Yaakov Avinu, this represented Klal Yisrael in a low state. This represented the time when Klal Yisrael would be in Golos, which was precipitated by Mechiras Yosef. What caused Mechiras Yosef? The Shvatim, they wanted money, they sold Yosef for 20 kesef. So their kaf, their palm, was closed tight. They wanted kesef. Their palm was not generous in giving tzedakah, it wanted money. But in the times of Yosef, Ayavai Yosef di basamra lavihem, the peh was open. So it was kaf, that was golos, that was the angel of Esav dislocating the hip socket of Yaakov Avinu. It was kaf yerechai. In the times of Chanukah, says the Shla HaKadosh, they flipped it around. First of all, it became a pach. Their mouth was closed. The Shla HaKadosh quotes Yosefain, that they killed, the Chashmonaim killed the Malshine Yisrael, who were Malshin on the Jewish people to the Yevanim. So they ensured that the mouth remained closed, thus the closed peh, and the cuff was open wide. As it says in Sefer Yosefain, when the Chashmonaim were victorious, they distributed a lot of the money to tzedakah. They overcame the desire for money. So at the time of Mechiras Yosef, it was kaf. The palm, the letter chaf, was closed tight. They wanted money, but the peh was open. And in the times of Chanukah, it was pach, the letter peh, the mouth was closed. They were removed, all the malshinim, and the chaf, the palm, was open wide. The avodah of Chanukah is to overcome the desire for kesef, and that's why in Chanukah specifically, there's an inyan to distribute tzedakah to the aniyim. If you look in the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Taf Reish Ayin, the minug is for the na'arim to circle to all the houses on Chanukah to give tzedakah. In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer Chanukas, Habayis, which was a kadmon, that the gematria of Chanukah ba'at bash is soid tzedakah. So on Chanukah, we have to overcome the illicit desire for kesef. And therefore, yes, there are many things we shouldn't do by the Ner Chanukah, but foremost among them is asur lahartzois ma'ois keneged or Chanukah. It is prohibited to count money by the Chanukah lech. Someone who counts money, it shows his want and like for amassing kesef. This is antithetical to the neiros of Chanukah. The miracle of Chanukah is to recognize that the mouth should remain closed and the palm should be open generously to give to others. Wishing everyone a freilich in Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.